What's up, y'all? This is Cookbook, the West Coast Puerto Rican, hanging out with the Hip Hop Digest. And you know this, know this, know this, know this, know this, know this.
The establishment has a concept of what a black should be. And in order for us, and the average black, when he reads a script to get a job in radio or television, he knows the black lifestyle that's demanded of him. And he tries to play that part. And we pass on these negative concepts to our youth. It's not the actors that's hurting, it's the people that's hurting.
Move on to the next thing, and the next thing is definitely, how do we correct it ourselves? How do we stop examining the fact that each time any one of us comes out of the box, that it is total representation for the entire race? That's a trap. Don't fall into that trap, that trap, that trap, that trap, that trap, that trap.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And, of course, today is Ezo Grizo, or actually this morning.
This morning. Back in the morning again. Not at night this week.
Happy recording brunch.
Brunch. Hey. It's brunch for us. It's brunch for us. What the fuck is brunch, though? Why? Because they serve some eggs at that motherfucker?
Breakfast combo. Breakfast and lunch.
Yeah, yeah. I know that. What, they put eggs on the motherfucker and they can call it brunch?
I guess. I don't know. Anyway, let's not waste any time. Let's just get right in. It's not even like this is some leftover shit from last week. Shout to DJ Q, who posed a question that that whole West Coast top five, how come the Chronic wasn't even named? Now, personally, I thought I was going to get hammered because of that, because I purposely left the Chronic off, and I left the Chronic off for the following reason, one reason only. The Chronic is the equivalent of Thriller.
It's bad.
It's all encompassing. It takes all the air out of the room. I mean, the Chronic is a great album. That's why I'm saying it's the equivalent of Thriller, you know, but you can't really have any other conversation after the Chronic. I mean, I guess you can, but I believe that the top five that I listed had everybody putting their thinking caps on and listed on their personal top fives, which I appreciate everybody on the text chain doing that. It was a good conversation. But yeah, I mean, no disrespect to the Chronic, but that shit is like the hip hop Thriller. It's ridiculous. So
hell, off the Chronic, you can be, what's your top five songs off the Chronic?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You can just go down the whole rabbit hole. And two, again, and there's a lot of Michael Jackson guys out there who will argue that Off the Wall is better than Thriller.
Yeah, heard that.
You know, and I'll tell you, I'm one of them guys. You know,
Off the Wall has some joints.
Man, yes. Yes. So that's where I am with Niggas for Life. So anyway, shout out to DJ Q.
I actually think Doggy Style was better than Chronic. Well, that's just me.
Well,
you might be a thread on the chain.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. So, no doubt. So anyways, this topic, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, or at least the first topic, is sort of left over from last week. I'm going to read strictly headlines, okay? This is the after Grammy, after Plutocrat, Central, all of that. These are strictly headlines.
No accent.
No accent, no. The Grammys still hate hip-hop and always will. Why the Grammys continue to fail women and hip-hop. Cardi B fails to win history-making first Grammy for Bodak Yellow. Same old rap. The Grammys race towards irrelevance. Should hip-hop still take the Grammys seriously? There's a thread there, and it looks like the sliding blogs and the artist-friendly domains were disappointed at Grammy outcomes. How could that be?
If you looked at the Grammys for more than 1 second, and wifey was flipping channels and the Grammys happened to pop on for a few, I had to leave the room. Because I looked at that shit, I was like, what the fuck is this shit? It looked like one of those British court sessions with niggas walking around with those wigs on and shit.
Oh, word?
That's what it looked like. I was like, look at all these fucking white people in here. They don't give a fuck about damn hip-hop. And the shit looked dry as hell, like it was corny than a motherfucker.
So, but B, wait a minute. What I'm saying is that all year, the blogs and the commercial media, hip-hop has arrived. Hip-hop is in good hands. Hip-hop has dominated all charting, all sales. No way we can lose. They love us.
Not as long as the Grammys have all them old motherfuckers running it. They're not going to be nowhere near it. The people that still run the Grammys is not having that shit. And they don't give a fuck how much fucking props hip-hop is getting everywhere else, but they ain't giving it. And you're going to have to pry it from your cold, dead hands.
Charlton Heston.
Right.
Damn.
So let me read a quick synopsis here. I took it out of one of the articles. It says the stage was set for hip-hop's redemption after enduring years of brutal upsets, such as 50 Cent's loss to Evanescence for Best New Artist, or Ray Charles winning Best Album over Kanye West's College Dropout. They use those two as an example. And I mean, I guess we could talk about others. See, this is the thing here, and this is why I get on commercial rap, especially the commercial rap industry. See, you ain't been real, you ain't been legitimate, and you're not gonna be. Because not only are you getting dissed by the Grammy committee, is that real authentic B-boys, real hip-hop guys in the culture don't fuck with you. So the only thing you got is money. You ain't really getting no props. And actually, damn, I would like to give them credit. Somebody on the text chain, I think it was the Wallaby Champ, who said, Nicki Minaj has never won a Grammy. I was blown. I didn't know that. I don't follow her. Don't care. But yeah, I was kind of blown. I'm thinking she had like a fucking a half dozen of them motherfuckers tucked for a guest appearance. This best braids for that, extra makeup and butt implants for this, that, and the third. I thought she'd have got Grammys for that shit.
She gets the best butt implant award.
Hey B, I'm just saying.
Just all right, saying. Harvey, watch it.
Nah, but this is the shit. Nah, but that's the shit that they talk about on these blogs and that they get props for. Money and hairdos and popping bottles and dumb shit.
But then you know what the Academy says?
What's that?
But Malcolm, you're a nigger. So
they don't give a fuck, B.
That's it.
They never gave a fuck and never will give a fuck.
Nope.
So that's why we're always like, why do you care? These motherfuckers never cared. So why do you care now that they don't give you props? They're never going to give you props.
But B, but the irony is that everybody in the commercial rap industry just knew it was going to happen. You know, you was going to see Jay-Z come in looking like Michael Jackson with a whole cradle full of joints or whatever. I don't even think Hov himself thought he would win.
Nah, he was there. He got a big party thrown by Clive Davis.
Of course.
So he that was good enough. That was his Grammy win right there.
So
Can I speak to Curtis for a moment?
Okay.
So you said you was just looking through the Grammys, whatever, however, just slid through whatever. Well, you know, I've been stopped doing Grammy reports, right? Been stopped doing that.
No
right.
doubt.
But as it came across my screen the other day, I had the Minnie Malcolm came back, B.
Malcolm.
Oh shit. Okay.
You want to know why Minnie Malcolm came?
My
back?
Man.
What's that?
Because a few months ago there was this whole thing about the NFL and how they shouldn't protest and all that shit. Remember that?
I remember that.
A little story about the NFL and protesters. That was bad, right?
Yeah.
But at the Grammys, at the SAG Awards and all this other shit, women wearing black, that ain't protesting.
Oh, there was all kind of protest speech and shit going on. Their niggas was up there saying whatever the fuck they wanted to say.
And that's okay.
Well, B, I'm not going to get in.
They're taking the power that they always had, but they're taking it now, and they're running with it.
Yeah, but Swerve, I got to admit, I think your example is a horse and buggy example.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Only because the National Football League even though there's plenty of Negroes watching the National Football League, those guys have been bought and sold already. See, there, that's it. That transaction is done.
Who in the music industry hasn't been bought and sold and tossed?
Indeed. I grant you that. I grant you that. No
and,
doubt.
And is that their job? To show up at these events and look pretty and grab statues?
Well, we'll see. Because I'm going to tell you something. If white folks stop streaming those black folks, then you may, I think that's a different situation. You know, white folks, the president of the United States ain't going to get up there and tell major labels, I think you need to drop all our rap acts.
No, not even rap acts. Because it wasn't rap acts.
That's true. It wasn't even rap acts. That's true.
Because
right.
Black people don't protest right, anymore.
So, all right. So I got your point now. So my example was wrong. So I got you.
So I'm in a Ferrari again. I'm in a Rari again.
Yeah, you in the Rari. Yeah, you in the Rari, son.
That's my Grammy report. That's what struck me. I was like, okay, all right. So that's where you protest.
Okay.
All right, Colin, show up at the Grammys next year.
So before we get out, I'm going to ask both of you guys. So all the BET Awards, the American Music Awards, probably some world awards they've got on their mantelpiece, that shit don't matter?
It matters. But I guess the Grammys is the end all be all for these niggas.
Oh, okay.
They still want to get that blessing from Massa.
Okay.
That's that brass ring on the merry-go-round.
They still, and it looks into me, and I know this is going way left. When you see black folks up there or hip hop acts up there on a level when they're surrounded by all those wigs up there dancing, gyrating, it reminds me of a step and fetch it level. Because it's like you're up there and these people don't even, they're just looking at you like, wow, okay.
Oh, Bobby Shmurda?
There you go.
Wow. Yeah, we always talk about we don't care collectively, but we care.
Yeah, we do. We just say it. We in our feelings about it. But there is a little bit of care there.
Well, we say we are being very facetious.
Very facetious because, again, I'm reading all of those titles come from the elite blogs. Sorry, no accent.
You brought the accent back this week. The Grammy frog almost came back
the
again.
Shoulder was raised.
I saw the shoulder. I seen the arm about to start moving.
Yeah, so sorry about that. I'm not going to get in. But anyway, they were all... You know, they were all upset and all miffed, like they had their feelings hurt. Us on the Hip Hop Digest, personally, we was like, sort of fuck what.
And they're gonna go through the same old dog and pony show again next year.
Yeah, they are.
The exact same shit. They're gonna be mad again.
Yeah, they are.
And we're gonna be sitting here like, why the fuck are you mad? You should expect this shit.
That's what's up. You know, good. Should have listened to your boy. Still nigga.
Make a new Jay-Z.
Right.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Black Thought believes most millennial rappers have abandoned words.
Is he trying on the suit?
Well, check it out. This is the guy who wrote the article. At 46 years of age, it's understandable that Black Thought might not enjoy or understand the new hip-hop music being made. First of all, you're wrong there because it's not hip-hop.
Right.
Also, while wishing the artists were saying more that he could more clearly understand in their dictation. But to publicize and believe that large swaps of the rappers actually completely have abandoned words because they are not impressive or because they aren't being rapped clearly with a great deal of thought is simply untrue. So the guy who wrote the article saying Black Thought, first of all, you can't be running around saying that rap guys have abandoned words. And just because you don't understand what the current crop of commercial artists are saying, well, son, you're just at 46, you're just a fucking fogey.
True for him, because he's like, you niggas just don't understand what we doing here. And there's the generation gap. Like, our parents didn't understand what the fuck we was doing and what we was listening to. So now here comes the like you say, the chickens. We don't understand what the fuck these niggas is listening to and what they're doing.
I'm going to disagree with that. I'm going to disagree with that on a certain level, in the fact that you're right. Our parents didn't understand what hip hop was, but our parents certainly did understand every time, like, we played a record and it had a prominent sample. They knew what the original was. Now, they didn't like what was being said over it. Maybe the guy was talking about big booties, you know, Two Live Crew or something like that. I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know about that, B. Yes, there was a certain... my mom did not like the squealing noise in back of the Public Enemy loops.
Bass.
You know, I'm just saying. B, you're not going to... You're not going to try to pull the okey-doke. When them niggas is mumbling, you cannot tell me that what Yachty is saying, or Migos, or any of these other criminal, undereducated nuts is audible words. Are you trying to convince motherfuckers of that?
Yo, B.
He is. He's saying that you don't understand. Because you don't understand what they're saying don't mean right. He don't understand. That nigga like may understand Yiddish. Every word that they're saying. He may be able to repeat every word that they're saying.
I understand if somebody's rhyming, right, and then they use a metaphor, and then somebody's like, okay, I don't understand. But then you explain what a metaphor is, and then they're like, oh, I got it. You know what I'm saying? So I haven't heard anybody explain to me what mushmouth most of these niggas are saying, what it is.
It's no different than Yiddish, though, B, because if you can go out here, just go out on the street there, and you will see young people, it might sound, again, like mumbling to you, but they are saying the same thing is being said on record. So they are saying something.
They're mimicking the record, but what I would, you know what, maybe I should just look song lyrics up.
Yep.
That's what I gotta do. I gotta just look up the lyrics.
And then you may come back next week and be like, oh, damn, that nigga was saying something.
Because it doesn't sound right to you.
This shit don't, it sound crazy.
Right, but they're actually saying some shit. They might be saying, I'm about to go take this Zanny and go to sleep. You don't know, but they say
right,
it
because
some
the way
shit.
The nigga said it, you ain't on that. You say, what the fuck?
Right.
Did he just say?
You know what? Okay. All right. So I'm an old fogey. Yeah, it took me a minute.
It took you a minute to realize you was an old fogey, nigga?
Nah. It took me a minute to realize what the fuck a Rari was.
Yeah, that's crazy. I can't believe you didn't even just assume that one, B.
Because I'm so detached from that shit, you know. So that's what's up. I admit it. I'm old. You know, that's okay. I can admit
now,
though.
When you read these lyrics, it still might not make sense, but they saying some shit.
Oh, okay. All right.
You gotta have to go on one of them sites and hit with the lyrics.
Okay, that's what's up.
And then you'll get to read the same line 17 times or 16 times.
Exactly.
Indeed.
Repeat, repeat, and repeat again.
Indeed. So Black Thought, this is the underline here. Black Thought is working on a solo EP with Ninth Wonder. I got a little bit of run on the text chain. There's a couple of people on the chain who don't really fuck with Ninth Wonder. What do you think about that, yo? Do you think Ninth Wonder, what is Ninth Wonder? Is he going to sort of try to, you know, bring Thought into the new millennial? Maybe some trap-associated beats? Or is he going to stick to the what's good?
But see, the thing is this. I'm not even putting it on Ninth.
You're not?
That's all on Black Thought, because he's the one that's got to pick the beats. So if Ninth presents him with a bunch of beats and he decides to pick the beats that's got that kind of flavor, then that's on him. Because Ninth ain't going to be in, I don't think Ninth got that kind of power to be like, yo, nigga, you need to be rhyming on this shit right here.
Oh, I think Ninth has influence. I think Ninth, if Ninth is like, yo, one of these new trap guys, I think you should probably try like two trap beats, but sort of trap hybrids.
Well, see, first of all, this is where I'm going to be. To even put Ninth in that zone.
Oh, I've seen.
Another level, because Ninth don't really fuck around in that zone too much.
Well, Ninth Wonder got pandering socks.
He does. And yes, he does. He has those long ass striped socks on.
Yes, he does. He owns a few pair of pandering socks.
To be able, for me, I'm putting it all on Black Thought in this one. When a nigga gonna give you a bunch of beats, and when that's probably all it's gonna be. Is a bunch of beats, and he gets to pick the ones that he wants to rhyme over. I can't see them sitting together for too long. This nigga has a nightly show that he does every week. So they ain't gonna be hanging out in the lab like old school days and just fucking getting chiefed up and coming up with some shit. This nigga's gonna get a bunch of beats. He's gonna email them to him and he's gonna say which ones you like. Just go ahead and spit over them shits, and then they're going to have the shit together, and it's going to be done.
Okay.
So it's all on Black Thought to me.
All right. So we'll see about that. So
I just want the music.
Right.
I'm, just bring it.
But we know lyrically it's going to be crazy, because Black Thought lyrically is going to bring the heat. It's just rather the tracks is going to match his heat.
Okay. All right. Well, next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest, talk about bringing it lyrically. DJ Premier and Royce da 5'9" unveiled the first single and the cover art to P-Rhyme, or Prime, however you want to pronounce it, 2.
Prime 2.
Okay. The first track, Era, features Dave East, and people on the text chain were not buying it, not one goddamn bit.
I thought it was an Era. I love Primo. For me, Primo is the GOAT when it comes to producers. For me, my personal. Not all time. This ain't no professional list we put together. But for me personally, Primo is it. But that track just did not fit at all. Especially Dave East. Dave East was struggling like a motherfucker.
See,
he was looking like a fish out of water on that beat.
See, that's the problem. See, that's the problem, because Dave East is basically the New York boutique darling.
Okay. He is.
He is. He's the official guy that
it's is bringing New York back.
Right. But on, because he's going to get props because Rosenberg like him, or because Ebro like, yo, Dave East is the man. That's tough. Yeah, he's a fucking boutique rapper. Okay. I mean, out of all the people out of New York, Dave East.
I like East. I ain't going to front on East.
I'm not mad at East,
B. I know you ain't fucking with him like that, but I ain't mad at East.
East.
But you're right. He is the flavor, like at one time, mac and cheese was the flavor.
Because
now Dave East is that flavor.
Because Dave East projects is you got to have more props in your image. So Dave East don't look like broke New York standing next to the Migos. I mean, that's more important to him than what he's doing as far as his music. And the fact that you're going to get on a track, first of all, you got one of the best that ever do it in Royce da 5'9" anyway, because if he hasn't cracked motherfuckers top 10 by now, something's wrong. Okay, that's criminal on itself. If Royce hasn't cracked all-time list of top 10s, but I won't get into that. And then you're going to bring a guy like Dave East, who's this week's China doll. It's this week's porcelain China doll. You know, next summer it could be somebody else. Dave East is out the whip.
He could be. You're right. He could be out the whip next week. Dave East, I'm not mad at Dave East.
Now,
Dave East is not no new coming shit. Dave East has been doing it for a minute.
No doubt.
He grinded and got to where he's at.
No doubt. And granted, they could have picked somebody a lot worse, so I grant you that.
But okay. Dave East on that track was struggling.
He was.
And he looked like he didn't. They should have just deleted his verse and got another verse from from your boy.
So all that being said,
I couldn't even think of his name right there.
People are so used to Preem, right? And the way Preem.
His production is so choppy.
Right. That when they came with this, and they was like, oh, what? See, I'm betting, and I'm almost betting that Preem didn't produce this. Preem scratched on it.
Oh, you thinking Preem didn't produce it?
I'm thinking Preem didn't, or somebody else was in the lab.
Space,
you know.
Ghost. You think there's a ghost producer in here?
Well, look, let me tell you something. A lot of cats out there do this, okay? A lot of cats want to talk Dre, right? All right, now Dre's very capable. This is not a slight on Dre. But
there's a lot of niggas in the background.
Niggas in there playing bass and playing keyboards. Now, they're doing what Dre told them to do, but there's a lot of other guys in there. So, I don't know. I'm thinking even Primo can be stretched a little bit. Maybe Primo's saying, I'm going to take some of the work off and throw it to some other guys. You know, I'll co-produce. You know, I'll be around. I'll prove it. You know, I don't know. I could be wrong, though.
That did not sound like a Primo track.
It did not.
I do say that. And it sounded out there. It was a stretch, a big stretch.
And that being said, to end this topic, Royce da 5'9", who, again, this is what a lot of young guys do. You want to separate the wheat from the chaff. You just want to do that. Royce is still fucking doing it.
Even on that track, Royce was in pocket.
Yes.
As fucked up as that track was, and I'm going to say it straight up, that track to me was whack. But Royce was still doing it, and he was in the pocket on that track.
Indeed.
Well, to me, Royce is from back in them game record cover days. To me, Royce has been like Black Thought light.
Royce is just one of those lyrical animals, is what he is. And yep. they're few and far between. And Black Thought is one of those, and Royce is one of those. Just a lyrical animal. Niggas that you just don't want to even be in the booth with. Niggas that you just don't want to even have to try to be in competition with.
And that's what happened to Dave East.
Right.
He was in there and like, oh, fuck.
But first of all, he wasn't even in the pocket on the track. I'm just being straight up. If it was me and I was Dave East and I was rhyming on that track and I was struggling, after I heard the shit recorded, and I was like, yo, B, just erase me off that shit, B. Send it back to him. Tell him I can't fuck with that. That's what I would have told him. Tell Primo I'll get him on the next one.
B, you care too much. Dave East don't give a fuck.
Obviously, he didn't give a fuck that he was struggling on that track.
You talking about a caring guy. Fuck that. I'm on it. You know what I mean? I get pub, social media bump. Fuck
did
it.
Did the check clear?
Yeah.
Nah, that's that favor for a favor shit right there, B.
So
the most of them shits ain't cutting no checks.
That's
you'll see.
Yeah, that's real.
Money's always moving, though.
Yeah, it is. You're right. There is money moving, but that's that favor for a favor. And the way the money probably gonna move, if they gonna open up for a slaughterhouse joint, Dave East gonna be on the joint. He'll be like, he's opening up for us.
Yeah. So, next up on Hip Hop Digest, this is a precursor to a Kurt G album report.
Uh-oh, shit.
This is a precursor, all right? Next up on Hip Hop Digest, the Migos has spent no more than 45 minutes per song on Culture 2, according to DJ Durrell. He said they're in a studio, and he said they're doing about one song in 20 minutes. He said if they really want to take their time, they'll spend about 40 to 45 minutes per song. No more than that, according to the insider, their DJ,
These niggas is prolific like that, B.
He said they're knocking joints out in 20 minutes per song. And that is that, because now I introduce to you, not under the world famous Kurt G, but under Kurt G's record report, the Migos. Culture 2.
Oh boy,
I'm lost right now.
See, this is what's going on right now. He just threw me out. I wasn't expecting it at this point. I thought it was going to be later, but here we go. The Culture 2 report. Last week, what happened?
All the air's out of the balloon.
Yes,
get it back. Get it inflated, my nigga.
It's never going to get inflated with this with the Migos, with this show and with this crowd, my nigga. I'm on a stage looking at niggas with rocks getting ready to throw them at me when I'm start talking this conversation right now. I'm going to be pelted by the end of this joint.
Go in.
But anyway, last week we listened, we were talking about the Migos, and I was like, yeah, that joint, I wanted to hear it. I wanted to listen to it because everybody was saying how bad it was. And I said I wanted to listen to it and see what it was. So we promptly found a spot and we downloaded it.
They don't need our money. Fuck them.
But hell no, they don't need our money. Them niggas flash too much money. So anyway, I got the joint, put it in the whip. I've been listening to it all week. I ain't on the front. So I've been listening, and I'm like, okay, it's Migos. Exactly what it is. It is what it is. And for the niggas that's trashing it so heavy and saying it is worst shit that they ever did, I'm like, well, then y'all don't listen to the Migos because this shit sounds like them to me. And I say on this joint, there was probably maybe 4 to 5 joints that I can say that I actually could listen to on repeat, because that's the joints that I like. And that Superstar joint is my joint on there. That is really my shit. I really fuck with the Superstar joint. But to me, it wasn't as bad as niggas say it is. But it is the Migos. It is what they are. And them niggas, as you said, they spend 20 minutes doing a song. It sounds like it. Mm. The niggas ain't spending too much time in there doing what they do. But they are using words, B, and they aren't mumbling. And the song on there, I forgot the name of that shit, where they got the little, what the fuck is the name of that joint? It was Narcos joint. And they was on that joint, they was like, straight out the jungle. This real rap, no mumble, was part of the
wow.
hook. So they throwing shots at niggas like us.
Wow.
So the shit is what it is. It's Migos and they doing what they do. And niggas that love them going to love the album.
That's Kirk G's record report. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest.
Let the pelting begin.
What? I missed. I'm sorry. I was sitting there. The last 2-3 minutes, I wasn't even present, B.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So I'm not even going to. Let's not belay.
Let's not belay that.
Yeah, let's. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. I'm going to give a shout out to Atlanta news reporters Fred Blankenship and Mark Arum. These guys are the absolute shit. I personally really wasn't even up on them like that until Prodigy died, and then they're the one who was incorporating all of Mobb Deep verses in the weather report and, you know, throwing it back and forth with each other. But anyway, they got on the show this past week to celebrate Rakim's 50th birthday. And so they did lines from Paid in Full, I Ain't No Joke, Microphone Fiend, and Don't Sweat the Technique. Again, Fred Blankenship and Mark Arum. Do I have this? The WBS TV affiliate. Well, I guess it's an ABC affiliate in Atlanta. So anyway, they have done lyrics for Fife Dawg. Obviously, they have done lyrics for Biggie, Tupac, and Mobb Deep's Prodigy. So shout out to those people in Atlanta representing to the fullest. Their hip-hop knowledge is crazy.
You're saying something nice about people out of Atlanta, B?
I don't have anything against people out of Atlanta.
They're just the Southern people?
You usually throwing niggas out of Atlanta under the bus.
Because usually niggas from Atlanta are substandard MCs. Most of them.
They I don't do know have about the Atlanta MCs.
They do
Maybe
have
rappers.
Some, okay, whatever you want to label them as. They do have some legitimate Hall of Famers. No doubt about it, but I won't mince words on this show. The majority of the guys from that city are garbage.
Jeez. And those are the words of Mr. Killer.
Oh, I stand by it. Shit, I ain't running from it. I fucking stand by it. You know? Now, again, yo, you might want to, oh, fuck that killer. I can see all that shit coming now. Look.
Right. You saying that this person and that person is trash? Person,
look, again, you name your Hall of Famers. That's all I want you to do. We're not going to go through the garbage. Just if you want to get at me, name the Hall of Famers from that city. More than likely, I'll agree. Okay? But it ain't going to be a whole bunch of y'all motherfuckers. I'll tell you that. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest.
The bully pulpit is in effect. Fuck what y'all niggas saying. I'm telling you.
Oh, man. Shit, yo. Got me. What I done told y'all niggas already is shit. I be the motherfucker in a nursing home taking my oxygen off. The fuck trap.
Fuck y'all trap.
Using
niggas.
His last ass breath.
Last breath. Think that nigga died holding a tin can. Talking about fuck trap.
Damn right.
The Jeffersons, you should have let me die.
Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest. So I'm gonna do this one topic real quick, and I'm gonna just try to get out of the mumble lane. We've been in it too long on this show. G Herbo talks modern hip hop and why they're labeling it mumble rap. I don't really pay attention to that mumble shit, he says. Maybe you just want to have fun. I don't know what the fuck mumble rap is, but honestly, it's weird to me. Why do they call it mumble rap? It's just music. See, again, what these motherfuckers. Look, G Herbo. I don't know if he's pandering or not.
No, you got to be straight up. It sounds like he's pandering. And he's right. It is just music. But the name, it just got a label is what it is. It's just a label.
Well, you know what? That must have fucked up the entire plan. Because the shit mumble actually stuck. And now, like you said, your boys, your people, they just got a shout on their new album talking about real rap and shit. Okay, you know, I'm like Hov and shit. Okay. Next up on the Hip Hop Digest is Nas reveals that Illmatic took him at least 4 years to create. Now here we're going to contrast and compare. You got the little niggas down there doing 20 minutes per cut. Nas saying it took him 4 years to write Illmatic. Saying I've been writing since I was 9 years old, but when I narrowed it down to what would be album material, it started when I was around 16. I got a record deal at 18 and finished the record at 20. But the record industry didn't operate like that in 1994. Columbia Records, the year it was Illmatic was released, the same way it does in the 90s, artists were given time to develop their sound and work on improving their craft. Sadly, the era of streaming artist development, essentially, people on major labels write, record, mix, and master an entire album in less than a week. How good?
Now you know why they do 20-minute songs.
How good can the art be?
Well, you hear it.
There you go.
There you go. So that whoever can make it the fastest is who can last.
Mm. Again, so shout to Nas.
And what made Lil Wayne famous? Oh, I'm sorry. He's one of the greatest.
Now, see, that is E. Color.
I ain't scared of none of them niggas.
I ain't scared of none of you motherfuckers.
Fuck out of here. I wish somebody would come in my face talking about Wayne being great.
Wobbly, 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 wobbly.
How long did that take in the studio? Out of here.
But I remember when it was a badge of honor at one point in the game to be able to roll in and knock your joints out quickly. That was a badge. Niggas was taking that like that was a stripe. Like I could go in and I go in and I knock my joint out fast. I'm done. Other niggas is in there taking all day to do their shit. I'm in and out. But it sounds like...
But even
like
if they were in and out, though, Kurt, they was coming out with, if not a masterpiece, at least something that they could brag about.
Kurt G saying that we're doing a double standard. We're not patting Migos on the back.
No. I'm not saying that. Nah. Oh, I'm not
ain't
going
no
there.
Oh.
I'm saying I remember when that was a badge of honor at one point. So now the Migos and them niggas, is these niggas who wrote that article, I don't even know if the Migos is trying to big themselves up or the niggas that wrote the article trying to big the Migos up. Either way, the niggas that wrote the article was trying to get niggas to give them some props for being able to do shit so quickly and knock it out. It's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get Migos more props for what they're doing. And we're saying on this show is now shit's going to switch to, nigga, you need to take more time to do your shit because that shit ain't sounding right.
B, how long does it take for you to repeat a fucking, you know, shit, Sunoco Unleaded, Sunoco Unleaded, Sunoco Unleaded? I mean, fuck!
They ain't paying me, nigga. I need some of that oil money, B.
Look.
But that's what they do.
That,
you're right.
That's doing in 20 minutes. That ain't commendable.
Right. B, on that damn album, that shit, at points of that album, it sounded like it was just Quavo and the Migets. That's what it was. Because them niggas, he does most of the shit, and them niggas come in and do a little verse and whatever, and that's how it is. When I'm like, as a group, you niggas, as any group, that was always a pet peeve of mine. I mean, it's just me, one of my little meat pet peeves. Always wonder, if you're a group, what the fuck you need a feature for? You got a feature on every fucking song. It's 3-4 of you niggas. What you need somebody else in this
because
for? What do you need somebody else for?
Because if you saying it's Quavo, nigga, got some type of talent, and the other two niggas is bricks.
I like Takeoff the best.
Okay.
But it evens that and still... Quavo is the one that's actually, I guess he's the one with the most talent, so he's the man, he's the leader.
And them other two niggas is bricks, okay?
They family, so I guess he's just holding on to the family.
But either way,
shout out to Houston Social. I couldn't remember your name earlier. I got a brain fart earlier. But she did say she's not going to be my friend anymore since I like the Migos.
So anyway...
I'm not going to be her friend with some of them damn memes she be putting out there.
So let's get... Fuck them niggas. Let's just move beyond this shit.
I know this shit is hurting him. This nigga back here, it's like snakes crawling across his skin right now to hear this shit.
Yeah, talking about these niggas too much.
I'm like the kid who's totally lost track, looking out the window in class.
So I bring up the Nas topic. To bring up Nas live from the Kennedy Center. I watched the concert. Of course, I took the time to make sure my brothers got it so they could watch the concert. All that being said, nigga, that shit was great. Okay? That shit was absolutely great. I mean, nigga, the superlatives, I could talk about. Now, I see, I could talk about that all fucking day. Now, of course, you know me being a stickler for some shit. You know, there's a couple of things that I noticed. They, you know, the DJ, he had a Rain 62 up there. Shout out to there. But he had a couple of media players. I get it. At the Kennedy Center, you can't afford needle skippage. I get it. So, you know, he had a couple of media players was rocking a Soretto DJ. So, you know, shout out to that. You know, had some teleprompters up there. I don't know if Nas is forgetting his lyrics or not. Who knows? But there was a lot of teleprompters up there. Or I don't know if they're running the lyrics for the crowd in the background. So I can't say to that.
Maybe there were certain spots in the lyrics.
Huh?
Nas did lose wind and lyrics at the 9:30 club when I saw him there. So maybe.
You never know that, but I'm thinking maybe they was for breaks. Maybe okay. At certain points in the lyrics, they got to do something.
Well, yeah, first of all, he was skipping a lot of lyrics. He had to edit it for TV, so there's a lot of pausing in there. So, but in any case, all I'm saying, the way the orchestra interpreted productions from Pete Rock, Primo, Large Pros, it was gorgeous. It was absolutely gorgeous. So, you know, that's getting me excited. Talking about the motherfucking nuts, you know what I mean? This shit right here, Nas live, you know, National Symphony Orchestra. If you didn't see it yet, it's online until next month. If you need a favor, maybe I can hook you up. But
there you go.
All that being said, yo, this is awesome. And you need to have this and keep this for posterity. You know,
prosperity, sir.
So
he said posterity.
So
he got a little too excited. I don't let you go out like that, brother.
Oh, okay, how you pronounce that?
Prosperity.
Yeah.
Have some great poupon with that.
Prosperity.
There you go. You gotta put on your accent for that shit.
He was in the pocket.
So. Anyway, shout out to Nas, yo. No question about that. It's just absolutely incredible, yo. Indeed. Yo, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Rest in Everlasting Paradise to Dennis Edwards.
No doubt.
Dennis Edwards, the one-time lead singer of the iconic group The Temptations. He formally joined The Temptations back in 1968 when they fired David Ruffin. He is on some of the group's biggest hits. I Can't Get Next to You, Ball of Confusion, Cloud Nine, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Okay, that's your boy Dennis Edwards. That he was elected into the Hall of Fame in 1989 on all his Temptations work. So, you know, that on it in itself right there is a big up. But he's probably most known in hip-hop for the iconic hit Don't Look Any Further, 1984, which was sampled or at least reinterpreted by a bevy of hip-hop folks. Tupac's Hit 'Em Up.
Yeah.
Eric B. and Rakim's Paid in Full.
Yes, sir.
Both the baseline to Don't Look Any Further. There's no question about it.
Right.
Junior Mafia's Get Money Remix with Biggie, probably the most famously known. Don't Look Any Further has been sampled much more than that. And Don't Look Any Further as an 80s R&B hit was the shit on its own.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, it got still mixed. Is. It was in the mix heavy.
Oh, yes, sir.
Still in the mix. Niggas still mix that shit when they do the old school mixes.
Yes, sir. So, again, Rest in Paradise to Dennis Edwards is a big loss, but you know, his music lives on in infamy. And I know I said that right.
Get him. Whoop that trick.
So, no doubt. Certainly, next up, we'll go to Hip Hop Digest. Troy Ave's latest single, Too Legit to Quit, has fans on Twitter calling him a snitch and a hypocrite.
Yeah.
The lyrics, tell me he ain't rhyming over the hammer hammer joint.
Nah, Nah, he ain't going over the hammer joint. Okay. But the lyrics in question has the Brooklyn rhymer alluding to the fact that he will be taking the stand and testifying against Tackstone over the death of his bodyguard, Ronald McFadder, during the infamous Irving Plaza shooting in 2016. What I want to know, and we haven't had a jail nigga topic in a good while, why fans are getting on Troy Ave for testifying against Tackstone. You see the video. Fucking you see the video. I mean, it's not like you didn't see the video.
The video told everything. That's the reason why that nigga and Troy Ave ain't in jail.
Right. Because it's showing Tackstone shooting Free Willy in a club. Troy Ave returning fire. I mean, he's not in jail because what's this jail nigga shit? What, he supposed to be some kind of G?
Now, and it's like, okay, all right, all kidding aside, all bullshit aside, a nigga tried to kill you. He's locked up now. He ain't free no more. If he was free and the nigga tried to kill you and you ain't saying nothing because you want to get at this nigga, okay, I can see some street justice going on. But the nigga locked up. And the way you can get this, get back at this nigga is to actually say, yeah, that's the nigga that shot at me.
B, I'm still trying to understand, what's this G shit? Why are jail, is it just jail niggas who's saying to Troy Ave, yo, nigga, you should keep your mouth shut?
But that's the jail nigga mentality.
G code, nigga.
But that's our mentality, B. That's the street code mentality. It runs prevalent throughout our community. And it always has been in our community. And it still is in our community.
I'm going to give the G.
You don't talk. You don't say shit. No matter how bad it is. Even if you know something, you don't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it is. And it's fucked up. But that's just the way we get down.
B. Was this a private drug deal and shit got fucked up? And because this is the life you chose, you in the game. I think that's a little different than being on a fucking video.
But it's the same.
With the entire world looking at this shit.
It's no different in the minds of the motherfuckers that think that way. It's the same thing whether the whole world saw it or nobody saw it. It's the same thing.
Swerve.
What up?
Did you see Tackstone on the video shooting?
I saw it, B. Now, am I a snitch? Am I a snitch now?
But that's the thing. Everybody saw it, but you ain't supposed to say nothing.
So,
if you say something, you're snitching.
So check this out. So maybe, I'm just saying in actuality. Now, is Troy Ave a guy rhyming a lot of street shit?
Yes.
Okay. And now niggas want to hold him to his lyrics.
Yes. That's what it is.
When Troy Ave is doing a lot of lying. He's doing a lot of lying.
He's storytelling.
You think he's storytelling?
I'm
telling you right now.
Troy
Ave is doing, I don't know how much storytelling Troy Ave is doing, but I'm gonna tell you what Troy Ave is doing. Troy Dab is doing the same thing a lot of niggas do.
Yes.
When they ass is in the sling.
Oh.
When the rubber meets the road, oh, and they about to put your ass in jail if you don't testify or if you don't say such and such, and niggas know they don't want to go to jail, they gonna say whatever they got to say to keep their ass out of jail. And they told that nigga Troy Ave, you need to fucking testify or you're going to fucking jail. Guess what Troy Ave is doing? He's up there testifying, and he's gonna put it in rap lyrics to try to make it sound like he doing some G shit, because he don't want niggas to say he's snitching, but they still gonna say he's snitching anyway. So it didn't work for him. When he should have just not said nothing about the shit, right. Shouldn't even put it in lyrics.
Not on record.
Not on record.
Shit is dumb.
It is dumb. And I, on this show, have said many a time, I have, in my wisdom now, know that that is dumb shit. And growing up, because grew up in the communities that we grew up in.
No doubt.
And seen niggas do dumb shit and did not say nothing. Said absolutely nothing. I was guilty. Still guilty of the shit. Did not say a fucking word. Seen niggas
do shit. I think it's a lot different than if you in a community, again, like you say, in projects where we grew up, and some niggas is doing some shit, you're not going to directly, if you have knowledge of that, you're not, that this is totally different than putting yourself in a line of fire in somebody else's business. Oh, I know who's selling drugs. Versus, you know, your mom getting hit.
And you saying something.
And I'm snitching on every last one of y'all niggas.
See, in a case like that, though, I might become the law.
Well, but then that's G-code shit,
though. That's what I'm talking about. That's that street justice. That's what I was talking about earlier with Gloria Ave not saying nothing, period. Now, if this nigga was, Tax Stone was still free and he was out and he wanted to get at this nigga on his own, I could see him not saying nothing. But to be up on the stand saying something now to try to keep this nigga in jail, but he was going to stay in jail whether he testifies or not, because the video going to put him in jail. So he's already locked up off video evidence. But his evidence, his testimony just going to sit there and add icing on the cake is all this is. Saying that he was shooting at you, you were shooting back at him. Okay, we got this. Now it's written down in record.
I don't.
Yes, it's stupid. And we know this is stupid.
And he's a witness.
And he was a main character in this fucking drama that went down. He was shooting at him. I had no problem with him
testifying. But leave that shit off your record, B.
B, like, don't be out here bragging about this shit like it's something to talk about.
Right, and see, that's where the situation is, that, you know, your boy, he up there, he got it in his lyrics, he's like, I'm going to benefit off this shit.
I'm a G off of this shit, but see, the thing about that, see, and we said this even after Troy Ave got shot at, and I was like, see, nigga, what you don't recognize and what you're not seeing right now, it's this. The truth of it all is, you're blessed, nigga. You don't see that God's giving you warnings, nigga, and you don't see that shit. You keep on going out here trying if you want to, and that ass is going to be under the ground soon. You keep out here testing people. The shit you're getting chances after chances to fucking not to repeat this shit, to turn your life around and go the other fucking way, but you're not doing that.
How am I going to make money? I done bet on gangster. I'm going to make money. I done bet on G-code gangster.
Continue to bet on it. And see what happens.
What am I gonna start rhyming about, you know, saying lily hammers and shit?
No, you're not gonna do this shit. You're not gonna be talking about in records about you on the fucking stand and shit.
Alright.
Making it like this is some fucking game, like you playing a game here.
That's real.
So now, as if Tax Stone's people ain't still free out here in the streets,
right,
and might want to fucking come after you.
No doubt.
And it might not be on tape.
Exactly.
So that's what's up, man. Yo, you know, Kurt G, word to the wise.
A lot of these niggas don't heed.
Kurt G, word to the wise. All right, you know how it is now. We're getting back to the world famous Kurt G albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got Evidence, Whether or Not. That's Evidence, Whether or Not.
Yeah, everybody's loving that Evidence, looks like.
Yeah. That Evidence joint's kind of flavor. And then we got MIT. MIT, that's MIT, MIT. And we got Funky DL Incognito in Soho. That's Funky DL Incognito on Soho. That's the instrumental joint.
All right. That's what's good, yo. So, you know, what you got left over, Swerve?
Shout out to my man, Peter Oasis, hung out here in L.A. last night.
Oh, shout out to our boy.
Craziness. Just wilding.
Yeah, no doubt.
I haven't been to a diner or whatever. I haven't been one of them shits in a long-ass time. We was eating pancakes and whatever at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Oh yeah, y'all was partying.
I barely made it up this morning.
So that's what's up, yo. And I'm gonna give a special shout out to Dope Folks Records, who are blessing the Hip Hop Digest mightily.
Oh, thank you very much.
So shout out to Dope Folks.
We appreciate y'all,
all the people over at Dope Folks Records. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry, you'll see it soon.
On the way out the door, I wanna ask my two brothers a question.
What's that?
You know, we always ask what's the best verse on this track, whatever. I'm gonna make it harder for you just real quick, because I was listening to this song on the way home the other day, and I was like, god damn, who has the weakest link on Clones?
Whoa, Clones?
The weakest link on Clones, yo. And yes, Black Thought is on there, but who is the weakest link?
I
challenge y'all brothers.
I know it ain't the corner store terrorist.
We're going to have to. I'm going to listen to that.
The corner store terrorist is the man.
Yeah.
He brought the motherfucking heat on that.
I can't even say right now.
The corner store terrorist even outdid Black Thought on that one.
Well, yeah, that's obvious. But I'm gonna re-listen to it right now. But yes, Ooh.
When we return.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's up. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.
One.
Contribution, engagement, hip-hop, universal, circle of basics, faded. Boom, bap, era, Nas not coming back. I'm just living it out, till extinct from wax. Rip out, soul and heart and killing inanimate children. Saw my soul to ISIS and feed off the villains. Metaphors you can never adore. I implore static grains, bruised speakers is sure. Yeah, for sure, say it's meaningless babble. Catch a fast gavel, tomahawk words while you think or go battle. The time to play nicely is ended, suspended. The new way of thinking is here, unfriended. Missed the bigger picture, the literature is hollow. Showed up and said nothing, uneasy to follow. Off the garlic, mince his verbs, it gets verbiage. Moistenite culture, serpent of serpents. Hissing slither with spondylitis. MC Narthal, the Garthok, to say the slightest.
Blood in, blood out through the clotted line. I'm Sean Kemp from the dotted line. Dropkick a rhyme from cloud nine. It's in my genes, I'm Wilder, young Frankenstein. Assigned to defeat the purpose. You got that gas face, full service. Fast pace, slow burning at the surface. Hot flash through your epidermis. Yeah, this world's a fucking circus. Determined to determine the value of what's worthless. One man's fear is another man's sureness. Nerves get wrecked into respect and pain. Words get worked into shape. High potent, high scoping, high strung, slow motion. It's all game. Exercise the brain through the pain and pleasure. Sensory overload. I don't know what you heard or what you've been told. More rhymes per capita. I'm Galactus paying Battlestar Galactica. Miraculous tactical. Miraculous tactical. Yeah.
Out the box, toxic category. Find the Easter egg, message in the story. Wax like heart, melting, liquefying. Face like broken stone, itching, conniving. One thirsty bastard, glass full of faster. Slower than lower, clear as alabaster. Come up, pause, dash with the victory smile. The ill-flavored neighbor in Hickory style. Televisional, abstractist, part mammal. One half spirit and two-thirds. The soul elevates while the sky eclipses. The minor setback is forecasted ditches. Pen up on a friend like a telegram did. Frequency live wire Ella Kazam kid. Speaker box spot energize I carry. Not always you would die to wage or vary. The flow it on Babylon zombie theorists. Tape recorder face stereo sincerist. The paradigms pixelate dime a dozen. Out for the mustard, a mustard of brethren.
Cannot be stopped. Rap, 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 rap. boy.
They cannot be stopped.
King of the one line of Seinfeld. Throw signs and the signs, L's in a hood time belt. Niggas no diner soldier, throw bombshell. Niggas sweet Carvel, no blind spell. Vanilla ice with it, roll together ice picking. Mr. Rogers nice with it, target on sight with it. Dodging those right slipping, falling when the night dipping. Feed on them nice pippins, free for the right digits. Free on the mic, frigid, I'm type different. I type lyrics, it's church, yeah, less spirits. No weight class, I'm way past that lane trash. Niggas know I put the West on like Dane Dash. EA and Grantley, EV the same as, we the same as, where the fame at, debate that. Rock crash like Maybachs, where they at? Baltimore Zoo, animal gang with an ASAP. Need my wrist rocky ASAP. Went from floppy to A-Dash, sloppy to popping to Ajax. X barking grass, don't start my ass. Don't start caucus with your caution flag. I don't mean transgender when I off this fag. Sound awful, I bark this mad. Let me don this mask. Fake cons get tarnished fast. To do work on vests and construction hat. Curry tool to the site that I function at. Big hammers bank off, what the fuck was that? All aboard on your broad rocking Ductus hat. Hair on, you know I'm cut from that. Marilyn, where I come from, scrap.
White flag sucker, these are spike bags.
Rap boy, they cannot be stopped. Boy, they cannot be stopped.
My neighborhood was full of young lost boys. Homie, no Peter Pan. Run up on your man and relieve him of the mixing grand. Tell him take a hike. We north side bullets. Push your kids off and take their bikes. I hear you barking. Come on, take that bite. Stomp a bone out of sucker. Stop frontin'. We don't take that light. I'm from the show me, homie. So don't be rapping like you ill have faith. Escobar, you gotta show me tonight. Right? Right? That's what I thought would happen. Run up on these fools with the tool. Do some shit they never thought would happen. I'm a lion, you a lamb. Fuck you thought would happen. Out the fire to the pan, fish fry rapper. King Clipsy, no punchlines, I punch rappers. I trump rappers, the flow batter, the pussy rapper. You dunce cap, I'm capping gown to cum loudy. I pimp proudly, I take his chick, she come loudly. Now how the hell you gon' win it? I didn't start it, but damn it, I'm gon' finish. Listen, I won't hurt nobody, but don't play with the kid. You catch a fade ball, Gumby or the slow. And I'm still Randy Savage off the ropes. I still kill rappers with the quotes. I still know that I'm unfuckwittable with syllables. Fill a black hole with rappers I dismembered, forgot, and remembered, meditated, levitated. Let the beast simmer, then I'm back on it. Strap on it like who wanted, no white flags. Body these boys, bring the bags. Trump.
This ain't a white flag, sucker, these are spike bags.
Rap boy, they cannot be stopped. Rap boy, they cannot be stopped.
Oh man, y'all must have been dreaming. Last motherfucker that didn't see the peak come in, left on a stretch and fast, steady blitz kriegin' them. Can't stick back, I'm like jackass, surprise ball kicking them. Pulling your hall pass, the girls are all frisking them. She got spots to hide it, and I'm all up into them. Nothing but digits, I call quit, listen up. It's Ricky from the biggest crew on the block. It's his word to your mother, I leave you done on the spot. Send word to your brother, he's about to get got too. Rumor is he likes to shake in the bathroom. Know what I'm saying? This ain't a prank, this is bad news. We a who's who with dudes that make you lose your memory fast. Punch you in the elevator and send you back. Park into the penthouse under attack. It's what I do, dig up cemetery grass. LA MC's in it, built on the front cast. Been at it since the beginning. Hold you for your wallet, then make you do the digging, boy.
This ain't a white flag, sucker, these are spike bags.
Rap boy, they cannot be stopped. Rap boy, they cannot be stopped.
Yeah, with MC hammering time, fingers handle mine. Handle with the light, bitches, riches in the cannon in your right. This ain't a white flag, sucker, these are spike bags. Black Timbs and hoodies, give me one good reason not to like wear. Yo, this is every broke man's dream, but it's nightmarish, biting at the hand that feeds. Yo, they can't hit what they can't see. These hands are quick to the draw with the grip in their damn sleep.
In the ball like Mr. Matt. Time to roll big secure, time to get a grip. My 16 shoot and they pistol whip. But I'm sick of it, I ain't slept in days. Ducking in the trench, dodging liquor grenades.
pickaxe my way. Keep the fire from under. When you resist, when you lose that hunger, I'm trying to use that hunger. Always make your records, move that bundle. Bandits like lantern, lit American stare, American glare. Rock bottom, nothing is fair. A fucking hassle, tackle while witches cackle. In the corner, the governors, our princes play like warriors. All in a day, never call it a night. If y'all call it tails up, y'all ain't calling it right. Heads up, we ain't got time for y'all. Nowadays, the lower we is, the higher we crawl. Heads up, and me and you are nothing alike. If y'all call it tails up, y'all ain't calling it right. Heads up, we ain't got time for y'all. Nowadays, the lower we is, the higher we crawl. Heads up, and me and you are nothing alike. If y'all call it tails up, y'all ain't calling it right. Heads up.
Chemical truth, black or evident proof. Pass from the gods, go ahead and stencil my moves. Electrical arc for element, technical talk. Introspective gentlemen setting a mark. Dirt on people's palms, earth surface being bombed. Soil from the farm getting broiled in the sun. Money, food, water, oil, gold, guns. Author, a student, a teacher to some. Process of movement like air in the lungs. Wind in the sail, but should have been sunk. White shirt, new socks, 20 a skunk. Superhuman being, just spit cause it's fun. Last of a breed in a class full of duds. Known to keep it moving like a home when it floods. Twist trees like tornadoes, stay blazing a blunt. I'm the coal in the furnace so the engine can run. Committed and determined with the purpose of one. Chase planets like circles rotating the sun.
Heads up, we ain't got time for y'all. Nowadays the lower we is, the higher we crawl. Heads up, and me and you are nothing alike. If y'all call it tails up, y'all ain't calling it right. Heads up, we ain't got time for y'all. Nowadays the lower we is, the higher we crawl. Heads up, and me and you are nothing alike. If y'all call it tails up, y'all ain't calling it right. Heads up,
and make sure your neck keep watched like Raphael. I will rock steady, your whole beat box. My grind is raw, off the cuff when the mind explores. We're the free, see? We ain't got time for y'all. So keep ducking the shot clocks, cause it goes on and on, and it don't stop, watch. Nowadays, the lower we is, the closer we feel to the legacy of Gray Sky Appeal. The higher we crawl, the further we go, so the harvest will grow at the gathering like, where's Waldo?
Heads up,
cause it took all my strength to lift my dick. So many haters, I could use another inch. Cause me and you, nothing alike. Sperm cells patiently awaiting the pipe. If you call it tails up, I'm calling it snipe. Get left, you ain't calling it right. GSA.
Heads up, we ain't got time for y'all. Nowadays, the lower we is, the higher we crawl. Heads up, and me and you are nothing alike. If y'all call it tails up, y'all ain't calling it right. Heads up, we ain't got time for y'all. Nowadays, the lower we is, the higher we crawl. Heads up, and me and you are nothing alike. If y'all call it tails up, y'all ain't calling it right.
Heads up. Don't try to get at me, I'm surrounded by old money. Corner table, sipping black label like Clark Gable. Choices never flashy, voices raspy. I keep it moist, try to hoist up the jazz. The flow is nasty, the definition. How I rose to position is old profession. Conditioning, repping and repetition is me. Ghost fear, keep my ears to the streets. On the sloops to the Bentley Coast Cabana to see. The road to success, molded the soldier. Was so depressed from the steps that was taken. What I told to confess. Always taking the fifth, money making with swift. In the drop tops, the pops, the rock, paper and fist. I resist to be associated, cuffs on the wrist. Misappropriated funds for ice buckets and crisps. Yo, I live through the hard days, struggling and pain. Until my decimals doubled and the bought out the cane. That's real.
Watching Gandhi till I'm charged. Writing in my book of rhymes, all the words past the margin. To hold the mic, I'm thriving. My movement, understandable, smooth, that murderers move with. The thief's theme. Play me at night, they won't act right. The feet of hip hop got me stuck like a crack pipe. The mind activation, react like I'm facing time like Pappy Mason. With pins, I'm embracing. Wipe the sweat off my dome, spit the phlegm of the streets. Ralph Lauren on the feet, make my cipher complete. Rather cruising in a six cab, a Montero Jeep, I can't call it. The beats make me falling asleep. I keep falling, but never falling 6 feet deep. I'm out for presidents to represent me. presidents to represent me. President Barack Obama, he represents me. The world is yours. It's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Who? The world is yours. The world is yours. Can you believe it? It's your world. It's yours. It's mine, it's... Can you believe that? I said the world is yours. Believe it. To my man Ill Will, God bless your life. To my peoples who right here,
God bless your life.
I trick me boxing crazy bitches, aiming guns in all my baby bitches. Beef with housing police, release scriptures that's maybe hitless. Yet I'm the mal, money getting style, rolling foul. The versatile honey sticking wild, golden child, dwelling in the rotten apple. You're getting tackled, I caught by the devil's lasso. It's no days for broke days, we're selling smoke pays while the old folks pray to Jesus, soaking they sins in trays of holy water. Eyes against Nas is Lord, think of the word best describing my life, to name my daughter my strip. My son the star will be my resurrection, born in correction, all the wrongs that I did and do in right direction. How you live, larger bro, charge cars are mediocre. You flipping coke, playing spit space, strip poker. What you want, soldier? I thought I told ya. It's mine, it's mine. Who's world? The world. The world, up top, it's your world, it's mine, whose world, the world is yours, the world is yours, watch what you listen to, I've been listening lately, a lot of these niggas ain't real, if I must say so myself, alright check it. The young city bandit, hold myself down single-handed. For murder raps, I kick my thoughts alone. Get remanded, born alone, die alone. No crew to keep from crown and throne. Deep, I sound alone. Cave inside 1,000 miles from home. I need a new nigga for this black cloud to follow. Cause while it's over me, it's too dark to see tomorrow. Trying to maintain, flip, feel a clip to the tip. Picturing my peeps not eating can make my heartbeat skip. And I'm amped up, they lock the champ up. Remember that Mike Tyson back in the days? Stabbing women like the Phantom. The crew is mapping Big Willie style. Check the chip to smile. Plus I profile wow. Stats looted, block clothes, burning dollars to light my soul. Bop with a block. Check the days, plus the games people play. Plus the problems of the world today. It's mine, whose world? I said the world is yours. The world is yours. Whose world? It's yours. Whose world? I said the world is yours. The world is yours. To my Queensbridge crew, the foundation. The world is yours. To my peoples in Pemore, the world is yours. The world is yours. To my peoples in VA, the world is yours. The world is yours. In the nation's capital, you know the world is yours. The world is yours. Da-da-da, da-da-da, yeah. Smooth it out like da-da-da, da-da-da.